good. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. But seriously, with James and Mike, with our special guest, Corey and Mike.
I go by James and Vibe.
All right, James and Vibe as one entity.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
How do we address you two then? How do I address just you?
What's me?
James and Vibe?
As a person.
Yeah. Do I cut it in half? Do I do James it and he's in Vibe?
See, we've sacrificed our individual identities. So. Oh.
Okay, that's a new thing. I haven't heard of that.
Yep.
It's like a marriage. Two souls tied together as one, except we're not gay.
Is that like a fetish married thing?
No. It's a lifestyle.
Like, you feel like you're supposed to be one person, then you found your other part?
No, it's a podcast.
Yeah. Can we do the podcast?
But for real? What the fuck is Vibe?
No, it's a podcast. Burn! The podcast just started. Two special guests today. One's looking at the ceiling, one's looking right at me.
You know which is who, boys.
Mike, say some stuff.
What's been going on, guys? How was your weekend, guys? How was your week?
My week?
Yeah. How was your week?
How was your week? No, not just you. I mean, James and Vibe. How was your week?
James and Vibe.
We've been feeling pretty weak lately.
Week?
Especially the last week.
Week?
I agree.
It's been a week.
Yeah. You guys are an IB, Mike's an IB, but you guys are senior year, right?
Senior year. How is it? I'm done. I'm tired of school. This is my last class day, dude.
What does that mean? I saw on Facebook, they're like, oh, last day. You guys done, like, for...
We have exams, and then we have days where no class is happening. We just show up to the classes.
We don't show up.
Yeah.
Wait, you guys don't have to study for your exams at all?
I mean...
It's a choice.
Yeah.
It's a choice?
It's a choice you're making, or no? You're not.
It's a podcast.
They can't force me to study for my exams.
No. But
a podcast
I mean, like,
I'm not going to make.
Class.
We're supposed to be at the classes, but...
Oh, so you're not going to be taught... Nothing new is being taught.
No content.
Right. Okay. So it's basically like one big homeroom?
It's like a study hall.
Study hall.
Yeah.
All right.
And you guys don't study?
I mean, I study sometimes.
It's a podcast.
I don't...
I believe it actually is
a
podcast.
I don't podcast.
I podcasted once. I got a 95.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I failed, personally.
On the podcast?
I didn't do it, so I got to...
Did you guys win the trivia thing this morning?
Yeah, actually we did.
That's cool.
That was pretty nice. We had a sub, and he helped us. He gave us an answer.
Did he really?
Yeah.
What sub was it? The young guy or the old guy?
There's
only two subs.
Too.
Was he a younger guy?
He was
guy or
the old guy.
You know that
I
one?
I don't know the old guy.
He was,
You know the young sub? You ever have him?
Which one's the young sub?
He looks like he...
Engelke.
Yeah.
Young
he
sub.
Looks like... He looks like
my
he,
boy Engelke.
If yeah. I was ever a rapper, my name would be Young Sub.
He said he had beef with you.
Oh, he does have some beef with me.
What happened?
Yeah.
He made me a sandwich and there was no beef.
You owe me beef.
It sounds like he didn't.
So he has your beef.
He's opinionated. So
yeah, he's
I,
like,
you know,
he's like angry. Like,
he's like a pretentious, like, I just got out of college so I know the world type kind of
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, he
as
was,
if four
he
years
ranting,
of an...
He was ranting about Hooters. Told me it was a unconstitutional or some shit.
The fuck?
Yeah. He
thought it's actually in the Bill of Rights. I read the Bill of Rights.
Thou shalt have a Hooters.
But thou shalt not have a Hooters.
That's the issue he had with it.
Yeah.
He's the other side. Like there's there's you know the extremes. He's like he's on the extreme on one side, and you're on the extreme other side,
right?
Right.
Polar opposites.
Yeah.
So you want Hooters?
Oh yeah.
Who doesn't want Hooters?
I mean, it's good.
But I mean, okay, I can see the argument about demeaning women, but his problem was that they didn't have parking.
What?
Hooters workers don't get parking.
They don't get parking?
That's what, yeah.
When do they, how do they get to work?
I don't give a damn.
I mean.
Engelke gave a damn. He was really pissed.
Maybe he worked at Hooters.
I hope not.
He said it's in the terms to wear the things, but it's not in the terms to get sexually harassed. And your argument was, well, if they wear the things, they got to know that they're going to get sexually harassed.
Yeah, they're signing up for the job.
Yeah. Women at Publix wearing polos and long dress pants get sexually harassed. Like, it's just part of being
a problem. It's just us guys.
Yeah.
Not us guys.
It's not like the women's fault.
Right.
Us guys. Us four. We're actually the only ones who do it.
I mean, you'd have to.
So it's definitely not Hooters' fault. Because they're going
to
get.
So what could you put a woman in to where she wouldn't get sexually harassed?
Just a man suit, probably.
Like a burqa?
Personally, I would sexually harass her.
In a man suit?
Just to invalidate your statement, yes.
I would sexually harass men.
How do you sexually harass me? I don't think you can sexually harass me.
Yes, you can.
You can sexually harass me.
You horrible bosses?
Yeah. With the hot...
Charlie Day gets sexually harassed in that movie by Jennifer Aniston.
He's a guy.
I wouldn't really complain
about
that.
Yeah, but a guy... No, you can't guide a guy sexually harassed. How would you do that?
You can be a guy and get sexually harassed.
Personally, I get sexually harassed because I have a great body.
That, see, we don't have great bodies. We wouldn't know.
Yeah. We sexually harass each other, but it's not harassing. Yeah.
I mean, guys, it's consent. Guys, you know when you're on the baseball field and he just squeezes your butt a little bit?
Yeah, some grab ass.
Gives you a little doodle.
You know when I don't use lube?
Yeah.
That's like sexually harassing.
Sexual harass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's
hurt ass. Sexual hurt ass.
Consensual.
Hurt assment.
Oh, God. You know, that's my cue.
Yeah.
We're going to move into the funny content, I believe. Yeah, wasn't that what we said?
Yeah.
We said we were going to do funny at some point.
Yeah.
So are we around a campfire now? Is that the thing for this podcast?
Oh, yeah. We didn't tell you guys. The whole time we've been around a campfire.
Yeah, it's really hot. It's really hot. It's daytime. I don't know why we made this fucking fire outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're camping, though, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so we decided that we want to tell scary stories, but it's still bright outside. But you guys know that.
So we're going to make them extra scary.
Well, you guys can.
So this is, but seriously, scary time, I guess. I don't know, I'll put music in.
All right, who's going first?
I guess Corey will go first.
Okay, give me a second to think of a story.
Play some music here.
How about that one time?
Yeah, that one time.
Oh, shit, that really happened?
Yeah, so
I'm already
scared. This is a true story.
Scary, though, so I mean...
So I was about 8 years old, and I had a brother.
Okay. Do you still have that brother?
Yeah, that was a scary part. You guys were supposed to shriek or something.
A brother?
I had a brother.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God.
He's 2 years younger than me, so he was about six. Six, I know.
Six.
And he's pissed off, you know. He was an angry child.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this part's a bit sad. So he decided he wanted to leave home. So
no.
He decided to pack his things and step one, make a cheese sandwich. That's a piece of bread, a piece of cheese, and a piece of bread.
That's an atrocity.
What the fuck?
Step two.
Just cheese?
Just cheese.
Not even grilled?
Not grilled.
Three spooky, five me.
Step two. Make another cheese sandwich.
Oh shit, he did it again.
That's one bread.
Oh my
one
God.
Cheese.
His fucking lesson the first time.
Dude, one, I don't think you should finish this
one
story.
One bread.
Oh my God.
Hold on till the end, guys.
Okay, hold on.
You guys want to hear this.
Okay.
Step three, put that second sandwich in a bag.
Was it a Ziploc?
Yes.
Oh my God! Damn it.
But what about the first sandwich? Is he still the first sandwich or
he's,
no?
He's holding that sandwich.
Okay.
Oh God.
And he decides... He's hungry at the moment, so he's got to eat that sandwich.
No. Oh.
That cheese sandwich.
I'm supposed to eat the sandwich.
Not first.
He eats that while he's walking out the door.
Damn it.
Finishes it by the time he's on the porch. Shit. And he says, you know what? I'm gone. I'm leaving. Walks down the road, says, you know what? I'm still hungry. I got to eat this other sandwich.
Did he say that out loud?
I wasn't there. This has been retold to me by... civilian spectators, you know. So he gets halfway down the road. He says, I gotta eat this other sandwich. So he starts eating it.
No.
By the next 10 feet he's walked, that sandwich is gone.
Oh, shit.
But where'd it go?
He ate it.
What did he drink with the dry sandwich?
Nothing but cheese.
Cheese.
James is gone. James cannot handle the spooky. So he says, I don't know if he said this, but this was his thought process. I can't do this. He turns around and goes home.
Oh, that was close.
That's the end. Some say he's still at home.
And the sandwiches are still missing?
Still missing. No one has seen those sandwiches since that day. Damn. That's the story.
Did he ever get something to drink?
I don't think so. It was actually fairly late at night, so I think he walked back inside and went back to bed.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
The horror.
How does he live with himself?
I don't know, but I'm guessing he had some constipation in the next morning, you know.
Okay. Dry
that's
bread
my,
with
that's
cheese.
That's my scary story.
You know, that reminds me of a story I experienced one time.
I'm ready for it.
All right, so I was at Busch Gardens. I was around 13 years old, and... I had to take a dump, naturally, as people do at Busch Gardens.
13-year-olds often dump.
Yep. So I made my way to the restroom. There was a handicap stall, so I used that. It's huge. It's 13
year olds are handicapped.
Most are.
Yeah.
Including me.
Especially when they have to.
So I took my seat down on the toilet, enjoying my. It was very cold.
I personally don't poop.
I don't poop in public bathrooms because the toilets. I hear the toilet seats give you AIDS.
Here's another reason.
That's how I got it.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there on the public toilet. It's cold. My bum is freezing.
Can you feel the AIDS?
Not yet. That's coming.
Oh my god.
And I hear a young man enter the bathroom.
Oh god. I don't know.
All I hear is his high pitched voice yelling things like, "Daddy, Daddy."
Oh, God.
And the next thing I know, I see small little hands approaching under the stall.
Oh, God, they chopped his hands off.
And then before I could tell, his entire body was thrust under. And he looked me right in the eye.
While you were pooping?
Then he noticed I was pooping.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to be sick.
The next part, he stared at me for 10 seconds.
You counted?
10 seconds of my life.
Was it you counting?
He knew when I got the 10 that I was meant business. So
two.
He exited the stall.
Three.
And I never saw that kid again.
Oh my god.
Not even when I exited the stall, he was gone.
What the fuck?
Some say.
So he ate both sandwiches?
And never took a drink.
Oh my.
For 10 seconds.
That's sippy god. Sippy.
Well, did he go to bed or what?
I never saw him again.
But he went home, right?
Did he ever find his daddy?
Yes.
How do you know? Are you his daddy?
I gotta leave.
Oh, yeah.
Are you his daddy?
I don't know what just happened.
No, wait. You didn't...
I'll catch you guys next week.
Oh my god. Okay.
I think,
Yes. Do me a favor, just cut that part.
I think
oh,
just...
yeah, no, yeah, it's fine. I'll cut it. Okay. No, I'll make sure. All right, see you, man.
Something is fucking up.
Did he just confess to a major crime?
Shit in front of a little kid.
Did he
just find a way to shit in front of a little kid and then blame the little kid? Is that what happened?
There's gotta be something wrong with that. That's gotta be illegal, right?
I don't know who that is.
Who, the kid?
Who is that guy?
Wait.
Wasn't that... Wait a second.
Wait, he's... That's Mike. I'm Mike.
Who is that?
You're still Mike 3.
Then who is Mike? Oh, was he...
There can only be one.
How many Mikes were there? I'm not staying. That's terrible. That's awful.
The entire podcast.
I didn't know what was supposed to happen. I was like, are you going to do something? Am I supposed to scream?
I just want to see what you guys are going to do.
I didn't get the cue.
Oh, okay. Jeez. All right. Well.
Should we end it there?
I think we're just going to cut it there. I think
our listeners are fully frightened. I mean, do you have any scary stories?
They're probably not even listening. They're changing their shorts or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know I need to.
Yeah, same. And my shirt, because I've been sweating.
Yeah.
Profusely.
I've been sweating so much.
I sweat a lot when
I'm nervous.
Is that
why it smells like popcorn?
Yeah.
Oh.
I butter my armpits.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
You should try that. You don't have that date this weekend?
I don't want to.
You should try that on your date this weekend.
Where are you going on your date?
Probably going to the movies.
Yeah, what are you
going
to see?
A comedy, probably.
A comedy?
Yeah.
I would see Fast 7
hopefully. No, I don't think. No, because girls only like... Those. I've never seen any of the Fears movies, so.
Yeah. You see Paul Blart?
Yeah.
But he died.
Yeah, that was...
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Paul Blart.
I'll never forget him. I'll never forget when he had diabetes, and he had to eat that lollipop.
That was on the toilet paper?
Yeah.
It was really far away, and he had to eat it close to him?
That's the only moment. I remember he was on one of those two-wheel things. I don't know what
Segway?
Segway. That's the perfect segue to do whatever. I don't know.
Talking about segues.
Segway. It's a segue.
That's a scary movie, though. Paul Blart, Mall Cop.
Is that that's the one where they're on
that's
Skype
the,
and
that's
stuff,
the cars?
Right?
Cars.
Is that? I thought they're Skyping
they're
and
Skype,
there's like a weird.
The cars
disturbance.
Are on Skype. No, I'm thinking of planes. I'm a dumbass.
All right, well, thanks for listening to Butt Seriously.
That's what I... Segue into the end. That's what I was trying
there
to
you go. All right, well, guys, thanks for listening, tuning in this week. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Say goodbye, Mike.
Bye. Or you.
Goodbye, Mike.
Say goodbye to the audience.
Bye to the audience.
This is
Rest in Pete, Paul Blart.
Rest in Pete, Paul Blart.